Unraveling mysteries about a dangerous pathogen. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A research team has produced the first complete genome sequencing of a strain of E. coli. This particular strain is associated with outbreaks of food poisoning that can be deadly. Haytham Latif is on the research team at the University of California, San Diego.
Although early detection is key to kind of treatment, it has been known to cause severe renal failure in children.
He says the updated genome sequence for this strain of E. coli will help scientists tell one strain from another.
During an outbreak, you know, you may have like 100 patients or whatever that have had this. And what you do is you type each of the different people's pathogenic E. coli strain that they have, and then you can trace it back to maybe some kind of a source or some kind of a lineage of the bacterial outbreak.
He says sequencing technology has improved over time, and that's allowed the research team to update the sequence for this strain. This is the Environment Report. Lake sturgeon are ancient fish. They're Michigan's oldest and biggest fish species, and they can live to be older than 100 years. Many populations of lake sturgeon in the Great Lakes were wiped out decades ago, and people have been working to bring them back. This Saturday, 35 juvenile sturgeon will be released into the Kalamazoo River at a sturgeon release party. It'll be in New Richmond, and it's open to the public. Craig Smith is a senior fisheries biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Craig, I understand that raising sturgeon in a hatchery is no easy task. What did it take to raise these little fish?
Well, the first thing it takes is a lot of partnerships with other agencies, tribal government, and nonprofit folks from the public, because they are very low in population size, and so it takes a lot of money and a lot of resources to collect the eggs and the larval fish from the river itself.
The sturgeon in the Kalamazoo River are genetically unique to the river. What's your goal for these fish?
Well, our goal is to stabilize the population first. So we're trying to prevent the population from declining until we can then later develop some spawning habitat in the river system. And then our secondary goal would be then to increase the population to a sustainable level that would allow for a recreational sport fishery. Our recent population estimate was at 112 individual adults, and we're trying to achieve a goal of about 530 adults, which the spawning habitat could support at this time.
Is that a pretty uphill battle to bring that many fish back?
It is. Given their life history characteristics, it'll take a couple more decades before we'll even start to see these fish that we are releasing return to spawn. So it's a slow process, and it's a waiting game until we can get better survival of the juvenile fish out in the system that will hopefully return and contribute to the next generation.
There are a few places in Michigan where you can legally fish for lake sturgeon because those populations are big enough. How are lake sturgeon doing overall in the Great Lakes region?
Overall, trends are improving. We're seeing better production. There's 8 facilities around the Great Lakes Basin, and so those facilities are improving the production out of those populations, and we're able to recover them through artificial stocking, but we're also seeing the populations that were at moderate to medium size, they're starting to increase with protection from no closing the fishery, as well as improvements in water quality.
Craig Smith is a senior fisheries biologist with the DNR. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.